He gave us Tesla, Starlink, and Grok. Now Elon Musk unveils his latest invention, the Tesla Diner. Right, Grok?
Elon Musk is my master.
The Tesla Diner offers premium steaks.
Because Doge trimmed all the fat.
A wide selection of wines.
Whites only.
And also an arcade featuring Q-Bert, Pong, and Galaga.
Which are also the names of three of Elon's 46 kids.
Best of all, it's staffed by robots, which are so much like human diner employees, they roll their eyes when you complain about hair in your food.
Whatever, dude.
The Tesla Diner, located in Hollywood on the corner of Overdose Avenue and Randy Quaid digging through a recycling bin boulevard. But be careful throwing away your trash.
That's not a dumpster. That is a Cybertruck.
KHJ Los Angeles.
Portions of the day's programming are reproduced by means of electrical transcriptions or tape recording.
You're listening to the radio.
The radio program you're currently listening to is both lowbrow and esoteric at the same time.
It's just two guys making out. Relax.
Uh-oh. Sounds like somebody's got a case of the Mondays.
Now sit back, relax, and get ready to go on a musical voyage that makes Sergeant Pepper's seem like a rejected jingle for Ritz crackers.
I have got a serious case of the Mondays.
Cybertruck! That is so stupid.
I think we're about to start a radio show.
Let's quiet down and try to be mature, okay?
Thank you, Fantastic Four.
Thank you, Fantastic Four.
That is fantastic.
Fantastic.
I would call it fantastic.
Everything here is fantastic.
This is fantastic. Fabulous. Just fabulous.
Couldn't have chosen a better word. It was fantastic.
We're on the radio here.
Well, here we go.
Going to be a fantastic show.
Is it? Is it really? You sure about that? I don't know. Well, with an attitude like that... hi there. It is the Mike Show. So darned happy you could join us right here, right now on Radio 434, the Radio 434 apps, and Radio434.com. Also on the Alexa.
Hello!
How does that even work? Well, you enable the skill. You have to do that one time. You say, Alexa, enable the Radio 434 skill, and...
Hello!
She will. And then every time after that you want to listen, you just say, Alexa, play Radio 434.
Hello!
So easy. You can find us, our podcast, on Alexa as well. That's even easier. You just say, Alexa, play The Mike Show VA podcast. You have to add the VA in there. You can search The Mike Show VA on Apple and Spotify, Amazon Music, RSS.com, pretty much everywhere you get your podcasts, and even go to our website, Radio434.com. So what's the difference between the podcast and the live show that we do Monday through Friday, weekday mornings from, you know, mid-morning-ish, 8, 9, 10, 11, in and around there? Well, what's the difference? Well, it's live. We do the live show Monday through Friday during those times that I mentioned. And the podcast is a repack of all of that. We take all the bits and segments and interviews and things that we do during the live show, and we just repack it into a full-length podcast, minus the music that we play, of course, on Radio 434. So there, you can listen to all the good stuff. Well, minus the music. The music is good stuff, too. But you can listen to everything at your leisure, and you can go back in time. It's like our virtual time machine. There's hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of episodes to choose from, going all the way back to, well, the dawn of podcasting. So that's the way you get us, either live or on demand. And you can even watch us on Facebook Live at The Mike Show VA. All right. And that works for Instagram and YouTube, MySpace. Yes, we are. We're on MySpace. X, Twitter. I haven't twattered anything recently. Not that I haven't tried. Not that I don't want to. No opportunities have presented themselves. So doubtful they ever will. Anyway, all right. So, coming up on today's program, of course, we've got your five random facts. We've got your stupid criminals in the news. We've got your good news and this right here. It's non-American things that the world highly recommends to Americans. Okay. So we've got a list of things. People were on an online forum from all around the world, and they were sharing these non-American things that they highly recommend to us. So we've turned that into a top list, and we're going to send it right back at them. Now that we know what non-American things we need, it's time for us to reciprocate with our top list, top American things that we highly recommend to the rest of the world. All right, that's all on the way. This portion of our broadcast is brought to you in part by CMA's Honda of Lynchburg.
Looking for a dealership you can trust? CMA's Honda of Lynchburg is here for you. Our legacy of quality service speaks for itself. Drive away today in a Honda that's perfect for you. Trusted by the Lynchburg community for years. CMA's Honda of Lynchburg. Owners just care more.
Three Roads Brewery is Lynchburg's gathering spot. Enjoy the relaxed open atmosphere of the Lynchburg Tap Room with plenty of space to unwind or outside on their expansive patio with friends and the entire family. Check out Three Roads games, arcade style, darts, and more. And of course, an excellent selection of craft beers brewed on site. Grab a Three Roads today at their tap room, 1300 Court Street, downtown Lynchburg, their tap room in Farmville, or anywhere they serve great beer. Three Roads is also available at area convenience stores and supermarkets. And if they don't carry Three Roads, ask them to. Brewing community. Three Roads Brewery.
Hello, I'm Dr. Rick Jaminet. Moms-to-be, your body is amazing, but pregnancy can bring aches, pains, and even a breech baby. At Timberlake Chiropractic, we're specially trained in the Webster technique, a gentle, safe way to help turn breech babies naturally and make pregnancy more comfortable. Feel better, sleep easier, and prepare your body for a smoother delivery. Call Timberlake Chiropractic at 239-9077 or visit TimberlakeChiropractic.com and discover the natural way to care for you and your baby.
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio 434.
Americans don't plan on using all of their vacation days, even though they have the fewest compared to the rest of the world. Like France, where they vacation for almost an entire month each year. We're putting in the extra hours because that's what we do. That's right. Americans are the best at working harder and playing less than any other country. So let the French sip on wine at the beach, enjoying their lives. Americans don't have time for all that relaxation nonsense. So the next time you see an American standing on a podium with a medal around their neck, remember that it's all thanks to our tireless work ethic and dedication to the grind. Because when it comes to winning, Americans don't take vacations. But when it comes to vacation deprivation, we take home the gold.
Yeah, we do. The Mike Show. All right, so somebody pointed this out, brought up this forum, and it's online where people from all around the world are sharing the non-American things that are highly recommended to Americans. Okay. All right. I'll bite. Here are a few of the better ones. Let's see. Should we do it from the bottom? What? Should we do it from the bottom up? Let's do that, because that's the way I usually like to do it. And I'll ding off the ones that I think are, you know, good, plausible, things that I would agree with, I guess, maybe. I'm going to turn that down just a tick. There we go. All right. All right, here we go. Number 14 on the list. Did that thing go? Okay, that thing went away. Okay. Fresh squeezed juice machines in grocery stores. I'll buy that. split duvets. No more blanket stealing, and you can regulate the temperature however you want. Okay, I'm down for that. Chicken salt. It's uniquely Australian, and everybody should try it. I guess I will. The humble Dutch invention. How the hell do you pronounce that? Let's take a listen.
Flissenlicker.
Flissenlicker?
Flissenlicker.
I think I would hit somebody if they called me that. Or the Flissenscrapper. They're meant for getting every last bit of sauce or whichever condiment out of bottles and jars. Let's take a look at this thing, because I want to share this up on the screen for our Facebook Live viewers. Let me see, just images. Okay, there. The Fleischenlikör. Oh, okay, yeah, I'm able to get a big screen view of it. Okay, here we go. Here, share screen. Fleischenlikör. Fleischenscrapper. Look at that thing. That's kind of amazing. Yeah, and you put the thing down in the bottle and you pull all the stuff out. That's amazing. Wow. Double dings for that. I want that. All right. Here, get rid of it. There we go. What else? What else is on the list? These are things that non-Americans highly recommend to Americans. Poutine. Still can't believe it hasn't caught on here. It's fries, gravy, cheese curds. Kind of seems like it would be right up our alley. Butter on sandwiches. I will put butter on a breakfast sandwich. That's about it. So I guess I ding it? Okay. Desserts that aren't insanely sweet? Eh. Quality of life improvements like universal health care, maternity, and child care leave, and affordable college. Everybody wants stuff like this to reduce the financial stress for older people or younger people, families, but politicians over here seem to overpromise and underdeliver. Bidets. This seems like it should be one of the most common responses, although bidets have been gaining traction in the U.S. in recent years. I'll ding that. Heated floors. I love heated floors. Towel warmers in bathrooms. High-speed trains. Okay. Taxes included in the price tag, not to mention service fees and tips. Now, I would be down. For everything to just have a flat tax and not have to worry about, you know, not have to worry about income tax. Yeah. Exactly. Okay, wow, that is really loud. So should I turn this up a little bit? And then that way I can regulate that. Okay, anyway. It always happens on the weekends. We come back from the weekend and all the levels are messed up. I don't know how that happens. What else? Month-long vacations or holidays, as they're called. And that was the bit that we did at the beginning of the segment. Americans are work-obsessed, and it's one of the countries that offers the least paid vacation days. And then we tend to never take all of our vacation days. All right. Well, I intend to take as many as I possibly can. Well, with that brings us to our top list. So we gave you all the things that non-Americans recommend to America. Okay, non-American things that people elsewhere, overseas and to the north and to the south, would recommend that we try. Well, now we're going to flip it, and we've got our top list. Top American things we highly recommend to the rest of the world. All right, here we go. I'm just going to do this. All right, here we go. Number one, top American things that we highly recommend to the rest of the world. Mechanical bulls. Nothing says this country knows how to party than leaving a bar with a dislocated shoulder, right? Toothpaste. Looking at you, England.
Hello!
Top American things we highly recommend to the rest of the world. An NFL team. So when you say your city has a football team, we know you're talking about real football. Okay. Deodorant. Just ask anyone stuck on a European bus during a hot afternoon. Top American things we highly recommend to the rest of the world. A national flag with a bunch of stars and stripes. I mean, come on. Do you want Kid Rock to wear whatever flag is on is you have on top of his head? Huh? Huh? What? Anyway, I botched that one. I'm not going to redo it. Top things we, as Americans, highly recommend to the rest of the world. Truck nuts. They'll go a long way to fixing that French lack balls stereotype. Just a stereotype. Top American things we highly recommend to the rest of the world. A statue of a fictional character played by Sylvester Stallone. That way, we can say we have a Rocky statue, and you can say you have a Rambo statue, and then we'll do a freeze frame high five. Top American things we highly recommend to the rest of the world. Florida. Every country needs a Florida, if only for guaranteed conversation starters, like, did you hear what that naked guy on meth did? Anyway, that's our top list today. what are we doing? Oh, yeah, we got news and not headline news. We'll get to that. This portion of our broadcast is brought to you in part by Earthright Mid-Atlantic.
It's easy to get lost in all the solar ads from companies you've never heard of. But when you work with Earthright, you get real people you can call, text, or meet face-to-face. We're right here in Central Virginia. And when things go wrong, or when you just need a question answered, we're not a 1-800 number. We're your neighbors, and we're here for the long run.
From brand new to lightly used, CMA's Honda of Lynchburg's got you covered. Shop our growing selection today and find our best deals on our entire inventory. That's savings on every single vehicle. And on our used cars, take 3 days to love it or leave it. Plus, we'll buy your current vehicle. Trade in with us and get an unbeatable offer. Start shopping and saving today. CMA's Honda of Lynchburg. Owners just care more.
Free Clinic of Central Virginia is once again accepting patients for both medical and dental visits. Dental is now open at a new location off Old Forest Road, and medical is open limited hours on Fort Avenue. Free Clinic of Central Virginia does not accept walk-ins. To become a patient or to schedule an appointment, please call 434-847-5866, and please visit their website freeclinicva.org to learn more and schedule an eligibility screening interview.
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio 434.
This is not headline news. For her final Cowboy Carter show, Beyoncé reunited with Destiny's Child, but only because she wanted to write it off as a charitable donation. A Chuck E. Cheese employee in Florida was arrested while in costume. But the most traumatic thing at Chuck E. Cheese remains the pizza. Gen Z is the least likely generation to prefer working remotely. They'd much rather sit in a room with other people while staring at their phones. And Jessica Simpson wet her pants during a Today Show performance. It's now streaming on Peacock. This is not headline news.
Oh, no, it's not. It's the Mike Show. I'm so happy you could join us. Taking a look at tower cam position. What is this? Two? Three? I think it's two. Taking a look at the river. All right, coming up, we are going to get really smart with your five random facts. That's all on the way. This portion of our broadcast is brought to you in part by Jersey Mike's Subs.
At Jersey Mike's, they slice your order fresh right in front of you. And let me tell you, watching that can send a rush of emotions through a person. Excitement, impatience, baby-like wonder, indecisive, anticipatory chewing, nervous pacing, happy claps, and finally, jealousy, because that's this guy's sub. I should order one. Good idea.
Sliced right in front of you. It's a Jersey Mike's thing. A sub above.
Hi, I'm Megan Huffman from Share Greater Lynchburg. Our website seeks to magnify, equip, and connect our local nonprofit community. You can find ways to donate, volunteer, shop for, or attend events for over 180 organizations. For more information, please visit our website, sharegreaterlynchburg.org.
Whether you're traveling for business or leisure in Danville, Virginia, you owe it to yourself to stay at either the B or the Holbrook Hotels. Two unique boutique hotels with all of the modern comforts, convenient to downtown and the city's historic West End. Minutes from everything Danville has to offer. Competitive corporate rates for business travelers and fun packages and activities for leisure travelers. They offer kitchenettes and suite-style rooms and attractive long-term stay rates. Visit DanvilleBHotel.com or TheHolbrookDanville.com for reservations and more information.
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio 434.
And now it's time for
Random Facts.
Yep, that time of the day we cram your head full of usable information. You can tell it back wherever the heck you happen to be. We don't know where you go or what you do, and quite frankly, it's really none of our business. But if you say any of these five random facts back, somebody in the room is bound to say,
wow.
Maybe, I don't know. All right, here we go. Number one. An episode of Peppa Pig called Mr. Skinny Legs was banned in Australia because they said spiders can't hurt you. And spiders in Australia definitely can hurt you. Number two. Disney originally passed on The Little Mermaid because they thought its plot conflicted too much with another movie that they were planning, the sequel to Splash, called Splash 2. Obviously, they changed their mind. Number three, there are 117 colleges whose sports team nickname is the Eagles. The Hawks is the second most common with 107 schools, then Lions at 66, Tigers at 66, Cougars at 59, Bulldogs at 58, Panthers at 55, and Bears at 51. Iceland has an official list of legal baby names. 1,853 female names, 1,714 male names. And you need government permission to give a kid a name that's not on the list. I guess the point of the list is to preserve the Icelandic language, they say. And then number five. Maine made it illegal to put tomatoes in clam chowder in 1939. There we go. It's not an official law anymore, but they still shame tomato chowder fans in Maine. And those are your five random facts.
This has been today's edition of
1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Random facts. All right, coming up, we have sounds, and we're going to lovingly place them in your ear holes. So that's all on the way. This portion of our broadcast is brought to you in part by CMA's Honda of Lynchburg.
Looking for a dealership you can trust? CMA's Honda of Lynchburg is here for you. Our legacy of quality service speaks for itself. Drive away today in a Honda that's perfect for you. Trusted by the Lynchburg community for years. CMA's Honda of Lynchburg. Owners just care more.
Join us down at the Lynchburg Community Market and experience all that one of the nation's oldest farmers markets has to offer. Grab some lunch from our restaurants and shops, or shop from our awesome selection of artisan, handmade goods in our crafters gallery. Swing by on Saturday to check out our farmers market, where you can shop from the freshest selection of local grown produce, meats, and more. The Lynchburg Community Market, located in downtown Lynchburg on the corner of 12th and Main Street. Open Tuesday through Saturday from 7 to 2 year-round. For more information, follow us on Facebook and Instagram at Lynchburg Community Market.
This tooth is killing me, and I don't have dental insurance. On top of that, I'm working double shifts and still can't quite cover my bills. How am I going to pay for a dentist?
You should contact Free Clinic of Central Virginia. They provide free basic dental services for adults in their state-of-the-art clinic.
Isn't Free Clinic for people who are unemployed or don't have insurance?
Free Clinic provides care for the uninsured and underinsured. For instance, single individuals who make less than $36,451 a year or $62,150 for a family of three can qualify. Visit their website or call them today to find out if you qualify.
Visit freeclinicva.org or call 434-847-5866 to learn more.
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio 434.
Okay, let's open it up. It's your audio vault for today. It's our collection of bits and clips and viral audio for your ear holes. I think you'll like it. Well, let's go to viral videos directly. We see a lot of ridiculous taste tests on social media now. But this one might be the most unusual. It's a new brand called Rewind, and it's launching in England for a limited time. They're offering a bag of corn chips that tastes like a 9-volt battery. Why? So anyways, this guy made a video trying them.
Have you ever been tempted to lick a battery? Well, there's no need. You can just buy these 9-volt battery-flavored tortilla chips instead. It's been a while since I last licked a battery. Let's first up see how that tastes. Ah, tingly. Metallic. I really can't wait to eat these now. A lot less immediately electric. What these do have, though, is a sort of minerally metallic aftertaste. But does kind of taste like a battery. Final verdict is that 9-volt battery tortilla chips do beat licking an actual battery.
You idiot!
I mean...
I think I may need a kidney transplant.
Probably. The A's broadcaster, athletics, Chris Carey, who is the grandson of Harry Carey and a son of Skip Carey, had to apologize on social media for making a huge mistake while calling a game on Saturday. Here's how it sounded when Lawrence Butler hit a 3-run homer against the Astros that was way left of the foul pole.
1-2 pitch. High in the air, deep to right. That ball is foul. Or gone.
That ball was absolutely launched. Law Dog posing him up at the dish. He knew it off the bat. It was just a matter of how far.
Wow. All right, so Chris posted on X, totally lost it in the lights, no excuse. Unfair to Butler and our fans that I messed up that badly. This is completely and totally on me. I wish I could have it back, but that's baseball. I apologize. We'll be better tomorrow. Okay, let's see. I guess we can... Let's do this one. Passengers were forced to flee a smoking jet on an emergency slide after a landing gear problem at Denver Airport. It looks scary, but all 173 passengers and 6 crew members were safely evacuated. Here's what it sounded like.
Are you okay? No, he's not.
Leave room for the fire truck. Watch out for the fire truck. Everybody...
All right. People took time to grab items from the overhead bins, which they are not supposed to do in an emergency. Another reason crews continue to explain things at the beginning of each flight. Let's save that for stupid criminals. We'll save that one for stupid criminals. Good Lord. How about this? Sticking with airline travel, Air Canada finally returned a woman's missing suitcase, but some of her belongings were missing, and instead, it contained a knife, a men's shaving kit, and an airport boarding pass scanner. Here's Linda Royale, talking about the random items found in her luggage.
It was shocking. Like, I flipped it open. And I unzipped the saw, and I'm there like I couldn't believe it. If you feel violated, because like somebody like literally picked through all of my personal belongings to see what they wanted. I have no idea where they found 2 moldy men's shaving kits and a microscope to put in there, but which is bizarre.
Okay, I think I'm going to change today's episode name to that instead. Yeah, I did have today's episode as also Sean is gorgeous, but I think I'm gonna scrap that because it's not worth my time. So we're gonna change it to that. What Linda Royale said. Let's see, what was this? Skip that, and. Go to a comedian. We wrap up Audio Vault with a comedian, and today is no exception. Here's comedian Jim Brewer on why he isn't a fan of soccer.
Soccer sucks. We hate soccer in America. We hate it. We don't play it unless we're forced. When does the game end? How annoying is that? And it could be another 3 minutes, 5 minutes. We don't know when it's going to end. How exciting. No one scored in 9 hours. That was a close one. That was a close one. Guam needs that. Ghana needs that.
I cared for a couple seconds. I got involved. I had my kids. We sat down at a restaurant. And some people, the only time you really care is when you hear a crowd, you forget it's going on until you hear, "Hey!" And then you turn, you see four morons going, "Hey, Peru scored!" You know, it's like, oh, it looks like we're going to win. And then they tied it. Oh. Oh, that sucks. Your roles are here. Oh, awesome.
All right. That is your audio vault for today. Let's reach over here and lovingly grab the handle. And please give it a tug. It needs one. Keep all that sound inside. Coming up, we are going to get stupid with your stupid criminals in the news. And then we've got some good news for you as well. This portion of our broadcast is brought to you in part by Earthright Mid-Atlantic.
Every time you choose Earthright, you're keeping your dollars right here in Virginia. That means more local jobs, more local investments, and more energy independence for our neighbors. We hire local. We shop local. We give back local because we are local. Let's grow together with a power that works for us, not some out-of-state company.
Hi, I'm Matt Bright, the new owner of CRI Digital Impressions, and I'm excited to announce a new chapter in the century-long history of CRI. Mutual Press was founded in 1927, and in 1973 it merged with CRI to become CRI Mutual Press. In 2002, it was renamed CRI Digital Impressions. I also own Bright Images, which has provided print and media services to the area since 1995. Yes, there is a new owner and a new location, but the same commitment to quality and service. In fact, quality and service are the cornerstones of my business philosophy. Quick turns and service with a smile. From business cards to banners and pamphlets to paperback books, we can provide all your printing needs. Call, visit us online, or stop by our location at 3022 Memorial Avenue, Lynchburg. We look forward to serving you.
From busy downtowns to the scenic and serene countryside, every destination has a story to tell. Where will your next adventure take you? Three Roads Brewing is proud to introduce Destination American Lager. You have arrived. Destination American Lager, now available at Three Roads Brewing, Lynchburg and Farmville, Ballad Brewing in Danville, and anywhere they sell great beer. And if they don't carry Three Roads, ask them to. Destination American Lager from Three Roads Brewing.
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio
434.
All right, time once again for stupid criminals in the news. Police in Burbank, California have arrested a serial butt sniffer.
In the butt talk, so.
38-year-old Khalees Crowder was cuffed Tuesday after he was caught loitering in the women's department of a nearby Nordstrom. He was caught on a security camera, awkwardly following a female customer around and inappropriately sniffing her buttocks.
In the buttocks.
Khalees was on parole and has a documented history of similar arrests for similar crimes. Even that went viral before, after being caught sniffing a woman's rear at a Barnes & Noble in 2023. Here, this is a special... here's Sergeant Stephen Turner and victim Michaela Witter talking about the butt sniffer.
He eventually worked his way into the women's section, found a lone shopper, and started exhibiting some of the same behavior, getting close to her, uncomfortably close, crouching down as if he was trying to buy something or check something out or look at something.
So I've heard up to 20 women, you know, and what's happened to them, and they're all scared, and I know the feeling.
Good Lord. Khalees, let's see, he also has a long criminal record for burglary, robbery, indecent exposure. Investigators are looking for additional butt-sniffing victims in the hopes of building a bigger case to keep this creep off the streets. And then there is this. A drunk woman in the UK... There she is. Walked home from the bar and somehow brought a seagull with her. She later bleached her entire house because she said she found out it had bird flu. I mean, good Lord.
I think I may need a kidney transplant.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it could be this. There. Here is Aaron Punton talking while carrying the bird into her house and explaining how she wants to bring the seagull into her home.
He's a beauty. He actually wants to stop my room and everything, but I've got actually nowhere for him.
Anyway, no, it wasn't criminal, but I just thought it was appropriate for this segment. I don't know. It was stupid. Let's see. A woman named Brooke Johnson has spent about 100 days on her skateboard as she travels across America from California to Virginia, raising awareness for spinal cord injuries in the memory of her stepfather. Here she is talking about her journey.
So I've been on the same board for 93 days. She kind of feels like home now. I am skateboarding across America. Roger passed away of a spinal cord injury, and I promised that I would raise money for his recovery. But during the recovery process, that's when he passed away. I think the thing that keeps me going out here is knowing that my stepdad would be so proud.
And there you go. That is the good news. The good news is brought to you in part by the United Way of Central Virginia. Coming up, they've got their Hill City Slide. All right, get your tickets at hillcityslide.com. And let's see, let me pull this up real quick. I could have had this done, but I didn't. So now we're just going to take a moment and find it. There we go. All right, tonight we have a noteworthy summer open mic. That is taking place at Three Roads, 1300 Court Street in downtown Lynchburg. You can join us. We're doing it from 6 to 9, and that's going to be, again, tonight at Three Roads. It's absolutely positively free, and musicians can join us for this. You know, it is an open mic. But there's no elimination round. It's kind of our way to get some, I don't know, to check out the local talent and check out the latest folks that are interested in competing in our Noteworthy Music Challenge Season 2, which will be coming up this fall. Now, the winners of Noteworthy Season 2 will be able to win, much like the winner of Noteworthy Season 1. But we're going to do, I believe, 4 grand prize winners. And out of those, they will be able to record their music at Noteworthy Music Studios absolutely positively free. They'll also get a concert at the Music Hall, at the Academy Center of the Arts Music Hall on Commerce Street. And they'll have bragging rights, of course, of winning Noteworthy Season 2. And we're going to have a finale round concert series. So all of our finalists that we select from Noteworthy Season 2, the regular series, and I believe there's going to be about 10 of them, and they will all get to compete, or not compete, but perform in a Noteworthy finale concert series. So that's all coming up. It's going to be big fun. But tonight at Three Roads from 6 to 9, we're just hosting an open mic. There's no elimination rounds. There's no judges. It's just going to be big fun. Just a nice jam session. So get on out and come out and join us tonight from 6 to 9 at Three Roads in Lynchburg, 1300 Court Street. Okay, that is it. That is the program. We are back tomorrow.
Goodbye.
Don't come back.
No, we're back tomorrow with another thrilling edition of The Mike Show. Have a great day, everybody.
Go away. Go away.
Now, where does he think he's going?
When you gotta go, you gotta go.
Thanks for tuning our way, and if you're listening in your car right now, thanks for the ride.
Scotty, beat me up.
We'll see you here again tomorrow.
Who's going to do the dishes?
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio
434.